بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Ma'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sahib, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is لذتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن.
لذتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن. لذتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن. اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر. کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر. پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے. اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. یہ ہے فیضان آب و فغا دیکھ لو. یہ ہے فیضان آب و فغا دیکھ لو. دامنی کو ہمیں دل کے سامگن. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء. جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء. جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں. کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستوں. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستوں. زندہ باد وطن. زندہ باد وطن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں. المدينة فداة تجفه صدوة لذتي ذكرنا من خداه تمن لذتي ذكرنا من خداه تمن أرغفتك دنيا هداشت دما نيك نظم وصاحب درج دلك نيك نظم وصاحب درج دلك هيك من نيك ويجلس رشكك تمن روز الشباب هي أخترك آهو فغا روز شبه اختر کی آو فغا بخش دی روز محشر مجی ظلمنا لذت ذکرنا من خدا چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا دشت و دمن.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نصیص کلام افاو انربل الہ سے زیادہ شیخ نومی وقت ابریز زمانہ عارف اللہ حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. The true enjoyment is in taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and real enjoyment is only in placing oneself before the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything besides that is all a deception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says in the Quran, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub, that behold, it is only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person finds true enjoyment and his heart finds contentment. Or ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht wa daman, and the unmindfulness and the unmindful dunya is all a deception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kullu man 'alayha fan, that everything in this world is all temporary. Everything, kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha, everything in this world will be destroyed except the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one riwayat it is mentioned that when the trumpet will be blown and everything in this world will be destroyed, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the angel of death, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him that, O Israel, tell me who is left. So the angel of death alayhi salam will reply and say that, O Allah, it is now Mikail alayhi salam, Jibreel alayhi salam, O Allah, the bearers of your throne, myself and yourself that are remaining. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command Malakul Maut that now go and take the ruh of the bearers of my throne. He will fulfill the command of Allah and he will return. Allah will ask him again that who is left. Thereafter he will answer that, O Allah, Jibreel, Mikail alayhi salam are left, and if myself and yourself are left. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala will command him to go and take the soul of Jibreel and Mikail alayhi salam. Malakul Maut will be shocked and ask of Allah, such chief angels, even they will have to face death. Allah Ta'ala will tell Malakul Maut that, be quiet, it is my command that whatever is under my throne, beneath my throne, everything will be destroyed. Thereafter he will fulfill the command of Allah, and thereafter he will return. When he will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will ask him that now who is left. Thereafter he will answer that, O Allah, now it is only myself and your Zaki Ali. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala himself will take the ruh and the soul of Malakul Maut. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce that Liman al-Mulkul Yawm, that for who is kingdom and ownership today. And throughout the entire universe, entire galaxy, that there will be nothing besides the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ki hai jisne bhi hijrat tare naam par, pa gaya wo bahare watan. The one who makes hijrat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hijrat means for a person to leave. In one hadith it is mentioned that a real muhajir, a real person who leaves, is a person who leaves out disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one who will leave out sins and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is that very person who will find the true enjoyment. Bahar means spring. Normally in spring, whatever was dead before that, everything comes alive. So that person will find the real enjoyment of life. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة we know that normally in life comes first, thereafter death comes. But in this verse we see Allah Ta'ala mentions death first, thereafter life. So ulama mentioned that the reason being this is because the one who will place living this life, keeping death before him, then his life will be a real life worth living. Pa gaya, pa gaya, wo bahare watan. Hai zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. It is incumbent for a person to leave out all sins. Asal hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. If a person leaves out his hometown and he travels, he goes out in the path of Allah, but he doesn't leave out sins, then this is not a true muhajir. This is not the hijrat. This is not what will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately. But what will really please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when a person will abandon sins altogether, and this is what is called taqwa. Yeh faizan aho fuga dekh lo. This is the sigh and the plea of mine. Daman kume din kaise hai magan. Bil yaqeen pa gaya nisbate awliya. Definitely that person has found the nisbat of the awliya, the nisbat which the awliya have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where at all times they are always in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not find enjoyment in anything else. Jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. The one who has a joy, the one whose heart is always attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever he looks, Allah ta'ala, in one surah hadith, Allah ta'ala mentions, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. That Allah ta'ala is first, ليس قبله شيء, والآخر ليس بعده شيء. Thereafter Allah ta'ala mentions, Allah ta'ala is ظاهر, Allah ta'ala is apparent. And Allah ta'ala is so apparent, like how a person, wherever he goes, Allah ta'ala has placed signs of his everywhere. To such an extent, a person goes out, he sees the trees. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that I am so apparent, I am so in front of you. And even if a person, he goes in his house, he sees his wife, he sees his children, Allah Ta'ala wants us to reflect that who has created all this. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala complains, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many signs of mine I have placed in the earth and the sky? You'll just pass by it, وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. And you'll just turn a blind eye to it. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. The beloved city will be beloved to a person. The real city of Medina Sharif will only be beloved to that person. عاشقو کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. For these two lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that went through the mujahada for leaving out sins, it is such people who will, no matter where they are, even if they are in the cities and the countries which people talk about, Paris, New York, all these things will be absolutely useless in their sight. To who? The person who has found it through nisbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat says that the one who will close his eyes to the woman of the world, Allah ta'ala will open to him the beauty of his wife. The one who will close his eyes to all the other novels and magazines, Allah ta'ala will open to him the azmat of Quran Sharif. And the one who will close his eyes to all the countries of the West, Allah ta'ala will open to him the azmat of Makkah and Haramain Sharifain. پھر مدینہ کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں. What can I say about the enjoyment of Medina Munawwara? کاش ہوتا مدینہ میں میرا وطن. How I wish that the beautiful city of Medina Munawwara becomes my living place. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو. Oh my friends, how can I express, how can I show this expression to you? زندہ باد اے وطن, زندہ باد اے وطن. That what a beautiful, what a wonderful place it is. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینہ میں ہے. I am here in my place where I am living, but my heart is attached to the blessed city of Medina Munawwara. Eh Medina fida tuch pe ho sade watan. Oh Medina Sharif, may my life be only sacrificed for you. Nek logo mein ho sahibe dard dil, hai chaman mein koi jaise rashke chaman. If a person wishes to get this true enjoyment at this nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person leaves out all gunas, and the city of Medina Sharif becomes beloved to him, then the prescription is that a person should stay in the company of the pious people. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Roz o shab hai akhtar ki aahon fugha. Bakhsh de roz e mahshar mujhe zulminan. That it is my cry and my plea, it is my dua day and night, that may, oh Allah, forgive me for my sins, oh zulminan, oh the one who bestows abundant favors on his servants.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد من كتاب حياه المسلمين حضرت عندي رحمه الله عليه mentioned 25 chapters or 25 ruhs by which ruh and soul will come into the Muslim ummah and by which they will become successful in this world in the year after. The first and most important ruh is that of Iman and Islam. As it says, both the words Islam and Iman are used synonymously. Allah Ta'ala says, verily the deen by Allah is Islam, inna deena inda Allah is Islam. Whoever searches for a deen other than Islam, never will it be accepted from him. And in the akhirat, he will be ruined, he will be completely destroyed. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah says, whoever amongst you turns away from his deen, and then dies as a kafir, his good deeds will be ruined in this world and the year after. Such people are the inmates of the fire. Therein they will remain forever. The ruin of one's deeds in this world is the nullification of one's nikah. By becoming a murtad and leaving the fall of Islam, the man's wife falls out of his nikah. He is deprived of inheritance. He will not inherit in the estate of any Muslim. After death, there is no janazah salat for him. And the ruin of one's deeds in relation to the akhirat is the everlasting residence in Jahannam. If the murtad, one who has left Islam, returns to the fall of Islam, he will have to renew his nikah with the woman who was previously his wife. This renewal will be with her consent and approval. If she refuses, it cannot be imposed on her, and she cannot be compelled to marry him. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, O people of Iman, believe in Allah, His Rasul, in the kitab which He has revealed to His Rasul, and in those kitabs which were revealed before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever commits kufr, that is, disbelieves with Allah Ta'ala, with His angels, with His books, with His Rasuls, and with the day of Qiyamah, verily he has gone far astray. Undoubtedly those who were first Muslims then became kafir, then again Muslims, then again kafir, and remain so to the last, have gone on multiplying in kufr. Allah will never forgive such people, nor will He show them the road of Jannat. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, verily those who have rejected our laws, soon we will enter them into a dreadful fire. Therein their condition will be such that when their skins have become scorched and burnt out, we will immediately replace the skin so that they suffer the punishment forever. Verily Allah is most powerful and wise. Those who have adopted Iman and practiced righteousness, soon will we enter them into such paradises, gardens, under which flow rivers. They will dwell therein forever. Therein will be pure wives for them. You will enter them into a dense state of coolness. In these ayat, some of the bounties of Jannah for the people of Islam and some of the terrors and hardships of Jahannam are mentioned for the rejected of Islam. Other ayat and hadith explain this in greater detail. O Muslims, the life of this world is insignificant. If you remain steadfast on Islam, irrespective of whether you have to suffer some hardship, the comforts and luxuries which you will experience and enjoy immediately after death will remove the memory of any difficulty and hardship which you had undergone here on earth. However, if due to some evil motive, greed, fear or hardship, you turned away from Islam, Allah forbid, you will experience and suffer such terror and punishment immediately after death that you will forget whatever comfort and luxury you had enjoyed here on earth. You will never be able to escape that misfortune and dread which will overtake you after death. Hence, a person with the least amount of understanding will not renounce Islam for the sake of even the kingdom of the whole world. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide our brothers and strengthen our intelligence.